Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 Fit Talmud. Baba Basra Samach Gimel, Baba Basra 63b, pagination is 126. We're starting from the fifth line. Amar Rav Dimi Minahar Da'a. And by way of introduction, I'd like to read from Shulchan Aruch Choshen Mishpat, Reish Yudalid Se'if Dalid. Imlo kosav lo omek varum. If a person selling a property did not say that you also get the depth and the height, elamachar habayistam, he just sold the house. Ein lo ba'avir sha'algag habayis, the buyer would not get anything from the roof of the house and up. Velo lamata, and anything underneath he wouldn't get either. Bein bebayis, bein bechatzer, whether it's a house that he's buying, whether it's a yard that he's buying. Shelo kana ela ad rosh kosle hechatzer. Because by buying the house or the yard, he only gets until the walls. That's what he's got. But he's not going to own the roof, for example, which could have a lot of good use, not only for building a sukkah, but for all kinds of things, for building up a second story. He's not entitled to anything besides what was described, the building itself. Following this understanding of terminology, which would, of course, depend every locale according to the usage in its terminology. But following this logic, we can appreciate the concern that a person who's buying a property might be under the impression and already have visions. He's building castles in the air, and it's not really his property according to the text of the document that describes the sale. Amar Rav Dimi Minahar Da'a, Rav Dimi Minahar Da'a said, I mind the mazvin le besa lechavrei, a person who's selling a property to his fellow, afagav de kosav le'umka veruma, even if he would go ahead and say depth and height, he is including, which I just explained, it's a drop advanced, but it was necessary to really appreciate this, he would have to write umka veruma, because if he didn't write umka veruma, he wouldn't get anything past the walls. But says Rav Dimi Minahar Da'a, even if you wrote umka veruma, the depth and the height, tzarech lemichtav le, there's a third step required. You have to write to him, kanei lach mitahom ara ve'adrum rikia, that you're getting all the depths of the earth and all the heights all the way to the sky. My time of why? Because there are different levels over here, the Gemara explains. To umkaver ruma bistama lokani, because the omek, depth, and the height, you don't get it normally. As we explained from the Shulchan Aruch description, you only get the bare bones house. So when you said umkaver ruma, ahani umkaver ruma, that granted you, lemikna umkaver ruma, that you were granted a certain amount of space, the empty space, above and below the building. But now, if you listen to my advice of what it's supposed to be worded as, if you're indeed trying to do a sale on everything, on that footprint, on that GPS location, all the way to the heaven, all the way down, v'ahani mitom ara v'adrum rikia l'mikne bor v'dus mechilos, then you would have to word, as I just told you, the tahom ara adrum rikia, depths until the heavens, to the sky, and that will grant him, indeed, the entire footprint, which will include things that are built above and below, such as a storage ditch that was dug and has storage area underneath the house in its airspace. Now, some of us are really not in tune with this at all, but underground area is extremely valuable in certain places. in many cities, underground you could build a garage and you could store cars there. You have parking spots and each one pays a monthly fee, and it's very real estate. So again, the challenge over here is that a person might write into the document room and omek, height and depth, and we're being told that that's not enough to truly give the person the entire rights of the footprint of this house location. Because when you buy a house, as we said from Shulchan Aruch Reish Yudalid Dalid, you're only getting the house itself in the wording of the Talmudic culture. So if you want anything up or down, just in the airspace alone, it has to be done with this term of Omek Verum. And therefore, Omek Verum is giving you something more than you had before. So it does not yet tell you that the second story, meaning going up, or the pit, meaning going down, is indeed going to be yours. And therefore, the terminology that Rav Dimi min Ahardo says would have to be used to do this transaction correctly would be Tzorich lemichtavle, you have to write to him, Kinei loch mitahom aro va'ad rum rikia, acquire for yourself through this transaction the depths of the land until the heights of the sky, and in that way he would indeed be granting the buyer the entire rights of that location. What is clear from this Gemara is that we're totally willing to divide all kinds of rights, and that a person who only bought the room only gets the room, and the original owner still has rights to build a second story on top of him. The original owner, if he chooses to build the second story, is not allowed to rest the building on the walls of the lower person, because that weight bearing isn't an entitlement that he has. But if he would support it from the ground, from the outside, with long beams or whatever, then he indeed is entitled to the airspace and is entitled to build, unless if his intent was to truly sell the property with its airspace, with its depth, etc., then this special wording should be used. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.